Hey, it's Mike Evans. People care about three things when buying a vehicle. Number one, price. Siltahar Motors has the best prices and financing options that fit everyone's current credit and financial situation. Get zero down and 0% financing for 72 months. Number two, selection. Siltahar's five dealers in one offering Ford, Lincoln, Mazda, Volvo, and Maserati with hundreds of new and used cars, trucks, and SUVs on the lot. And number three, location. Siltahar's right off Highway 36 in Wadsworth, or view their entire selection online at sthmotors.com. Siltahar Motors. Get everything you want out of a dealership.
You're listening to The Drive on Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan. Here's Tyler Palumbus and D-Mac.
The Nuggets are already making some history. I mean, nobody comes back from three games to one and wins a series. And the Nuggets are trying to do it twice. Our guest is George Karl, our Fan Nuggets insider, courtesy of Bet Rivers Sportsbook, McGill's Hotel and Casino. Coach, thanks for being on. How are you today?
I'm a little nervous. I had a little fear in my body, but you know, it never goes away.
Well, what makes you? What gets the butterflies going?
Seventh games. I mean, they're special. You know, you wake up early. You know, you don't sleep very well. You want it to happen, and you can't. You know, as a coach, you can prepare, you can keep watching video, but by this time, after seven games, you've watched every video you ever want to watch of the LA Clippers until at least 2 years from now. But I'm somewhat content that Denver has a hell of a chance to win tonight.
Well, you know, they made it to game seven. You know, they got it here. It's hard to imagine that they don't have a good opportunity to win this game. You know, Coach, forgive my memory here, but did you ever come back from 3-1, force a game seven?
I came back, I think, a couple times to force a game seven, but never won a game seven.
Okay, but that's interesting because I got to think
down 3-1.
Yeah. Down 3-1, you get to game seven. I mean, you got to be feeling great as a team, right?
Yeah, the momentum is usually on your side, and there's no question that Denver, the second halves of game five and game six are probably as well as they played in the bubble. From a standpoint of their stars playing extremely well, but their role players playing beneficial to the team. And that's what the Clippers don't have right now. They've lost their bench a little bit. This is a bench that's been considered the best in basketball for almost 2 years. And Lou Williams and Harold aren't getting it done. And I think they need one of those guys to show up tonight for them to win. And what I like about the game is Jokic. Jokic is the best one. He's the best player on the court. He is the only really good playmaker on the court on both teams. He makes guys better. He makes guys perform better, play harder, and play more together. And that's what wins game sevens. That's what wins game sevens. So I think so many things are tilted. I'll give the Clippers their due. They're talented. They got great offensive players. But I'm going to tell you, if Denver holds them to under 10 points in transition, They have a hell of a chance of winning.
You know, it was in game six with Doc Rivers. I love the bubble for certain reasons. I mean, it is pretty cool to be able to really go inside the huddles and see stuff and hear stuff. And when Doc Rivers is looking at his guys and is like, hey, you're better than this. And the body language of the Clippers was brutal. I mean, here's your coach telling the players, you're better than this, with no fire, no response, no nothing. And then the Clippers know, everybody knows, the Clippers are 0-7 in elimination games. I mean, it's somewhere, somehow, that has got to be in the back of their heads, Coach, don't you think?
Well, you know, and Doc's been a part of some of those games. Doc has been a part of some of those games. And, I mean, there's nervousness from coaches, too. You know, I know everybody's playing that Doc won a championship. That championship was 12, 13, 14, 15 years ago. The game has changed. It's a little different. So, you know, I know that's how America works, that the championships always are given the accolades for 20, 30 years afterwards, even though they might not be good coaches anymore. But the Clippers are talented, and it's going to be, you know, early part of the game. I know you're going to see something you haven't seen in the series is Kawhi covering Jokic, and I promise you, you're going to see that tonight.
Who's the most important player on the court for the Nuggets outside of Murray and Jokic?
Well, you know, I think Coach Malone has done a great job of plugging guys in. Plumlee in game five gave him 12 or 13 really good minutes. Porter's played well. Harris has played well. Grant has played well. Morris has played well. They come in different packages. And I think the depth of Denver has helped them overcome what everybody thought was a strength of the Clippers. The Clippers bench was their strength. That's not been the case in the series. And if they falter again tonight, I think you're going to see a lot of guys play over 40 minutes.
Mm.
Seventh games have a tendency to be defensive-oriented and not offensive-oriented.
Mm-hmm.
And the little things, as the game goes on, the little things like turnovers, free throws, second possessions, offensive rebounds, all the little things that basketball coaches love to talk about, the intangibles of the game, they become important.
What coach-player relationship had a more interesting relationship, you and JR or Coach Malone and Michael Porter Jr.?
Oh, I think me and JR is at the top of that list, man. Oh, man, there's so many stories. If I could ever write a book on that one, that would be incredible. But
so you think things have settled down a little bit with Michael Porter Jr. then and the team and the coach, and they found some common ground that works?
I think so. I think Coach Malone handled it well. I don't know what went on behind closed doors. I don't know what was said in the one-on-one meeting, if they had one. You know, I said that I wouldn't let it elevate my emotions that much. I would have my assistant coaches probably do the yelling and screaming at him for me. I didn't want to get distracted. And I thought Coach Malone played him very well and used him very well in game six.
Why is that? Why would you have the assistant coaches do it?
Well, you know, I don't like to always be the face of negative energy or, you know, breaking. The team is obviously playing well now. And now I know his comment came after game four, game five and six. You know, you just don't want, as the series goes on, you get mentally fatigued. And the thing that's amazing about what's Denver done is the younger team, the least experienced team, the team that hasn't been there before has shown more mental toughness than the team that has won a championship or has players on their team that have won championships. I don't know if that's the cause of the bubble, the coaching staffs, or just, you know, Denver is showing up now as being a contender and not a pretender.
You got any superstitions?
Oh, yeah, there'd be some superstitions. There'd be a favorite tie. I can't tell you about another superstition, but...
okay.
There are certain things that, as the season goes on and they change, but I usually had a favorite tie, a tie I'd want to wear to this game, and I'd be wearing it.
All right, Coach.
Want to know the other one now.
Well, I do not. We want to leave that alone. We'll let our imaginations go wild.
Yeah. It has something to do with sexuality.
All right, Coach. And the most important thing is that they win game seven, so you continue to get paid. You've made that clear that you continue with us, and there's a role for you in this whole thing. Is that right?
Well, it just makes it, I mean, I think the city is very lifted and elevated by what the hell's going on. And, you know, the Broncos starting, and then, of course, you get a seventh game. And it seems like sports is back after 3 or 4 months. Where the hell's sports been? And
now
all of a sudden, we got a lot of juice.
Hey, man, it's awesome. And we love talking to you. So, hey, let's get a Nuggets win, and we'll have you on. And, well, they start tomorrow in the conference. In the Western Conference Finals. So, boy, it gets going quickly if they can win. But, Coach Carl, we love it, and we're hoping for a Game 7 win. Thank you, Coach.
Okay, guys, enjoy.
That is Coach Carl, George Carl, our fan Nuggets insider, courtesy of Bet River Sportsbook, McGill's Hotel and Casino. When we come back, the top six is next.
Hey, it's Mike Evans. People care about three things when buying a vehicle. Number one, price. Siltahar Motors has the best prices and financing options that fit everyone's current credit and financial situation. Get zero down and 0% financing for 72 months. Number two, selection. Siltahar's five dealers in one offering Ford, Lincoln, Mazda, Volvo, and Maserati with hundreds of new and used cars, trucks, and SUVs on the lot. And number three, location. Siltahar's right off Highway 36 in Wadsworth, or view their entire selection online at sthmotors.com. Siltahar Motors, get everything you want out of a dealership.